Convicted murderer and former abortion doctor Kermit Gosnell was sentenced to 30 years in prison today. And if hearing that feels like deja vu, well, there's reason for it. Here to break it down for us is WHYY's Zach Seward. Zach, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Anytime, Dave.
Not exactly a deja vu. This sentence pertains to a federal drug charge.
Exactly. So this was the federal case. The U.S. District Attorney's Office here in Philadelphia accused Kermit Gosnell of basically running a pill mill out of his West Philadelphia clinic. The idea was that users and drug dealers would come in, get hundreds of thousands of prescription drugs, and often turn them around, use them or turn them around, sell them on the street. So yeah, this was a 30-year sentence to be run concurrent to the three life sentences that he's already serving.
And indeed, it was the findings around those pill mills that led to then the subsequent investigation into the abortion practices.
Yeah, that's right. It all started with this drug case. There was a raid on his offices stemming from an investigation that started in 2009. Officers with the FBI and the Drug Enforcement Agency, they were the first to actually alert local authorities to some pretty gruesome human remains that they had found in his offices in West Philadelphia. That's what initiated this whole process. And in a way, this is really the final chapter of the long and sordid legal case involving Dr. Gosnell.
To be clear, before today's sentencing, it was clear that he was not going to see the light of day. What struck you at today's hearing?
Yeah, absolutely. Here he is, a 72-year-old man who enters the courtroom in his olive-green prison jumpsuit and prison-issued white slippers. You know, he's a well-spoken man, an educated man, and he made lengthy remarks in the courtroom kind of explaining his side of the story. He saw his actions in the community, specifically relating to the prescription drug use here, as being a force for good in the community. And prosecutors and the judge clearly did not see it that way. They, fairly strong terms, said that he was actually a force for bad in the community, did more harm than good. It was very interesting to see these two parties kind of talking past each other. There wasn't much connection. It was very, very bizarre to hear Dr. Kermit Gosnell speak for himself in this context.
Zach, thanks so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thanks.
WHYY Zach Seward reporting.